Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ICFirsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life. But when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hi, guys. We're live.
Hello and welcome to Swish and Flick.
We're not fully ready yet, so just chill with us.
Bear
for
with
a
us.
Sec while we get up and running.
Are we recording on this?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I think that you have to talk into your microphone.
Did you start?
Well, I mean for the podcast.
Nope, go away. Force quit.
Did you start GarageBand?
Yes, it's going.
Cool.
Oh, good.
Wait, go back.
Awesome.
Hello, Hannah, Anne-Marie, and Teal.
Sup?
I'm trying to figure out how to go live on YouTube because I told people that we would do this and I don't know how to.
This really looks like the Petrus Hour with Megan and Katie here and then like half of Tiffany and half of me. Oh, look, we're in red, Tiffany.
Here, what
yep.
about this? Wait, no.
Hold on. I'm going to try some Oppo.
How do I go live?
And we've lost Katie.
All changes saved.
Now you can see all of me.
Go live.
I can see all of me.
Stream options. No. Want it high so that you can see our new banner.
How do you guys like our banner?
Where are people's comments?
We can't see them because
you can. They're over here.
I mean,
here.
I know we can, but right now we can't because she has that other screen up.
Guys, I might not be able to do YouTube because
that's all right.
Technical
difficulty. We don't really know how to do live because we've never done live on.
We'll do it live
on YouTube before, which is fine.
Stream now.
You'll just have to love us on Facebook. Streamed live 4 minutes ago.
I know, but what does that mean?
I don't know.
It means that 4 minutes ago you were streaming live.
Live chat.
Go live right there.
I know. I did that.
I don't know what I said.
To start streaming, start your encoder.
Nah.
What?
We should have. Guys, we're very unprepared.
Okay, I'm sorry, everybody.
Whoa,
we'll just be on.
We're just going to do Facebook. I'm going to
make that big so I can.
Ooh, Anne Marie's got a glass of wine ready.
I can't read that. So you guys are going to have to
read it. I'll look at it. Ooh, someone has hot chocolate.
I can't drink hot chocolate, unfortunately.
I'm like going to be like this the whole time.
Thanks, Cameron. Yeah, the encode, I don't know what that means. I have to do more research, so unfortunately.
The next one we can do.
The next live stream.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try and figure it out for the movie commentary.
I'm gonna get really personal with you today.
That's fine.
Good. I don't really don't really like each other, so it's all a facade.
I'm gonna try and open it on my phone too so that I can see your guys. We can see
it's really tiny. I can't read it.
I have my glasses on and I can't read that. Okay.
What are you talking? They're saying hello.
Thank you for loving our banner.
Yes.
I got it for the girls for Christmas.
No, Santa got it.
Santa got it.
Why do you gotta like take
I am Santa.
You'll see.
I'm actually not gonna open this one.
I have this open. Do you need my computer closer?
Can you open the live stream on your computer and I'll open the previous questions on my phone? and then we can go.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yes.
Elizabeth says, does caps help?
Kind of.
Yeah, actually it does. If you would type in caps, I can actually read that.
Just shout at us the entire
time. I can't read your names, doing? But I can read the caps.
Oh, look, guys, I have an event today at 1 o'clock, even though it's not really at 1.
Okay.
Hold on.
Not going to work.
All right, I muted it. All right. Okay. Am I reading their questions from here, too? No one's asked anything yet, so.
Okay.
You can ask us questions on here.
I'm pulling up our previous.
Well, let's talk about what we're doing today. So these girls are here at my house.
Wait. People say that they like names to faces.
Oh, I'm so Sarah.
That's out of order.
I'm sorry. Well, you know what? I do life out of order.
I'm Katie.
Megan.
Tiffany.
And just to clarify a few things. These two are married.
These middles.
Yeah. These are the Petruses. These are the O'Malleys. Not married. She's married to my brother.
Some people have been getting mine and Sarah's voices mixed up.
Or the fact that I'm secretly in love with Katie.
She is not married to her. She is married to me.
We think it's hilarious.
I won't lie. My head is very funny. Warm under this hat. Yeah, I'm the only single one, so I'll just be by myself.
How did you get
the idea to do this podcast?
Okay, thanks. I can't read.
So it started off with I wanted to do a podcast for a really long time.
Hi, Tiffany's sister.
What up, Ashley?
And I said to Tiffany the one day, this is like back in April or May, before her birthday, Megan's birthday is in May.
Yeah.
That I asked her a question about the last book, I think it was, and it spiraled into us doing. She wanted to finish. She was reading the seventh book. So she wanted to finish that. We were going to do a book, like a reread together, and then like have a book discussion. And then for Megan's birthday, Megan, Katie, and myself and their roommate Rutson went to dinner. And the entire, I would say we were there for maybe two and a half hours. The entire 2.5 hours was us talking about Harry Potter.
And our roommate, shout out to Ruts. He's definitely not watching.
Yeah, but not like in the nicest way possible. Doesn't care. Like, which is
he
fine.
Just, like,
yeah.
Doesn't care about Harry Potter.
He supports
so
us.
I felt so bad, but like didn't feel bad at all because like literally, we talked about Harry Potter for the entire time.
Yeah. So
I was like, you know what? It's my birthday dinner. I do what I want.
So it turned into us deciding like we were gonna have. So
a
that was
club.
In May. Yeah.
It started with the idea of doing a book club with the four of us.
So we met up June 20th. Was that the date or 26th? Whatever the day the first book came out 20 years ago.
Right.
And so we all went to Megan or to Katie's. We went to Tiffany's house and we had a Christmas, like not a Christmas. We had a Harry Potter feast. So we all brought food.
Clearly we like
Tiffany's
to
husband
eat
made food.
I don't cook, guys.
Yep.
I made punch.
Good job.
That's true. Yes. Good. And you made that really good dessert.
Oh, yeah. I
that. And so
thank
then
you, snack packs.
So then after that, like we sat and we talked. This is clearly y'all know how much we can talk. We talked about the first book for maybe 2 hours.
Yep. Yeah.
And we read the first two books, like reread them. And then we were going to start discussing both of them that night. And then I was like, God, we should just start a podcast because I'd wanted to do one for a long time. And then
like
literally by the end of the night, we had everything planned. She was texting her friends, Ezra and
Shout
Matt,
out to
like
Second
about,
Breakfast.
Yes. They'll be here soon.
Yeah. So she contacted them, and by July 31st, we had our first episode up. So within a month.
But really, it was just as simple as Sarah saying, we should do a podcast. And we were all like,
yeah.
And Megan's like, I have a really good name for it. And we were like,
I thought it was Katie's idea.
Wait, oh, yeah. It was Katie.
It was my idea.
I said it.
I thought you said
but
it.
But it was Katie's idea because we had talked about doing a YouTube channel, me and Katie, because
blog,
we go down to
channel.
Universal all the time. So we were like, well, maybe people would like if we vlogged going to the Wizarding World. Because I have a good friend who does like a daily vlog about Disney. So I was like, well, we should do one about Universal. Like, that would be cool.
Because we don't talk about it enough, you know?
Yeah. So we had come up with the name Swish and Flick for like a blog or a vlog or something. Like we weren't sure what we were going to use it for, but we liked it. So, and honestly, because I know somebody had asked the question previously. I don't know if it was just like a random question on our Facebook page or if it was for this Q&A, but someone said, how long did it take for you guys to come up with the name Swish and Flick? Like literally that was the first name.
Nanoseconds.
2 seconds. So. I don't even remember any of the other ideas that were thrown out.
I don't think there were any.
I don't know if we really
I did
any.
Come up
I think
with
there
the
was
Marauders.
Yeah.
That's right, the Marauders. Yeah,
I don't even remember that.
Since we were all a different house, I was like, well, maybe like the Four Founders or like something like that.
Oh, that's right.
But none of them felt as good as Swish and Flick.
Yeah.
And that's how we were born.
That's where we came from.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, so question from
what?
I just like Sarah likes to talk but doesn't know who Harry Potter is. It's true, I do like to talk.
With your hands especially.
Oh, I like this question. Anne Marie asked, do any of you share your birthdays with a Harry Potter event or character? I share mine with Arthur Weasley.
I have no idea.
I didn't know that.
No, she does.
Anne Marie does.
Oh, I was like,
oh,
so cool.
I don't think that I do.
I don't think I do.
I don't think I do.
Sad.
Well, I will say that
you know what though, guys? The birth of our podcast is on Harry Potter's birthday. No, it's not.
Well, no.
Well, that's when the first episode came out.
The first episode came out on his birthday, and the first inception of the idea came out
the first Sorcerer's Stone came out.
Yeah.
Philosopher's Stone at that point, because it was
Tiffany and I share a birth month with the Weasley twins, aka the best month.
We're getting rowdy.
Yep.
April.
You fools in April.
Okay.
Are these from the original post?
Yes.
Okay.
Here's a question from Jake. What's the best Christmas gift for an intense diehard Potterhead, specifically a Slytherin?
Ooh.
You know what I really like?
Well, you can go ahead.
I didn't realize you two were Slytherins.
Did you realize that?
No, I just really... they all have, and I got for Christmas this year, but I'm not supposed to know about it.
Better hope someone's
from
not watching.
The Wizard, like from Universal, they have those spot shirts that have like the name across them.
And then the...
It has a crest on it. Yeah, you can't see.
That's literally my favorite thing I've ever bought from Universal.
I can't wait to wear it.
Yeah, I love
that. I will wear it Christmas Day.
And I actually have a Gryffindor one and a Slytherin one, because when I went down one time, they only made Gryffindor. And I was like, well, I really love this sweater, so I'm going to buy it.
Well, you know my obsession with crew neck sweatshirts anyway, so I'm so excited.
What about the addition in like the Slytherin house colors? Do they come out with that? Right?
What do you mean?
I think they just said the first book.
The books in the...
Oh, like the house edition?
Yeah.
I do like those. Yeah, it's only through Bloomsbury, so you kind of have to like order it overseas if you're from America. But there's this really awesome website that I found that like has free shipping, and it's only like $15, and it's called Book Depository. Look it up.
Nice.
Order some books. Good.
I was gonna say, if like for a diehard Potter fan, like I mean for us, even you could get me the tiniest little Potter anything and I would be stoked.
Yeah, like an ornament. Like people love getting...
Hallmark makes really good Potter ornaments.
This year they have a Gringotts one. It's gorgeous.
I have no Harry Potter ornaments.
You should go get the Gringotts one.
I feel like someone should buy me one because I don't want to buy my own ornament. I don't want to buy my own ornament. I buy my whole tree.
I buy my tree.
Spoiler, your present upstairs is not an ornament.
Spoiler, yours is.
Okay, next question is from Hannah. She wants to know, how did we all meet each other?
I was thinking about this, besides Harry Potter, the reason we all know each other is because of me. Because I became... Yeah. Megan and I met our freshman year of high school going to New York. And then clearly Katie met Megan first, and then she met me. And then the three of us have been friends since I met you at the end of sophomore year. Mm-hmm. And Megan and I, we met each other freshman year, but we really bonded when we took French together. Yeah. Our sophomore year. We were the only sophomores
in
the freshman class
for 2 weeks, and I was failing.
Well, I was in,
so
I took Spanish.
I begged them to transfer me to France.
I took Spanish my freshman year because everyone told me to, and I really wanted to take French. But it was just meant to be, because then we became like really good friends. Mm-hmm. We actually had our French teacher translate, I believe you have my stapler in French, and then put that on our AIM obsessed. Profile throwback.
Shout out to Office Space.
Yeah. And then Tiffany's married to my brother, so that's how I met her. And actually, that's how we all really bonded. Like, Tiffany will tell you, like, when she first met me, she thought I was like not nice, which is a nice way of saying it.
She didn't like me.
This is a good point. Anne Marie said, being a Brit, I have no idea what sophomore means.
Oh, just like our second year in high school.
Our second year of high school. It's year 10.
Yeah.
I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're... Yeah. So year 10.
I don't know how that works. Yeah.
But so that's how like Tiffany and I actually, looking back at like the recent, like on, that one app, Time Hop or whatever, like they were probably dating for a year and then we became really good friends. We're like, we started hanging out without my brother being around, and that's still how it is now. He probably gets annoyed when he's like, oh God, Sarah's coming over again. Like, I have to hang out with my sister.
Because I didn't live, up here yet. Like I lived about an hour and a half away for about the first almost year.
Yeah.
Almost.
Well,
here.
And he was probably glad though, because then like I would take, like we went to all the midnight showings together. So he's probably like, thank God I don't have to go.
Yeah. He has watched all the movies, but he's like,
he doesn't hate him, but he's not like us.
I feel like that's kind of like our roommate, Chris. Like, well, we've made him watch all the movies because we live together and me and Katie watch them. So he has to watch them.
Should we pull any new questions if there's new ones and like kind of go back and forth? Because if they're like here, they want to hear their question.
Wait. This kind of ties in with an old question too. Go. Me and Meg met
on Halloween.
But we met on Halloween. So that kind of, that's a big date.
I guess that is a big date in Harry Potter.
I will say, I think that's a good date because my parents who've been married for almost 35 years or 35. Either 34 or 35 years they've been married. They also met on Halloween night, so it's a good anniversary to
have. We also got married on October 7th, and that was on... Oh, I just burped. Sorry. that was on purpose. And we got married on a Friday because it was the 7th.
You got married on purpose? That's a good thing.
It was on purpose.
As opposed to being an accident.
Like me. No, I'm just kidding.
So yeah, me and Katie met on Halloween of sophomore year or year 10, and started dating in March of sophomore year and have been together since then. So actually this coming March will be our 12-year anniversary.
Where's the bell? Thank you.
Sorry. I was like, get me a bell.
That's so crazy. Like, it makes me feel so old when I think like how long we've been friends.
Because that means that's we've been really good friends for 12 years.
I mean, we've been a little bit longer because we met like we were friends. We met freshman year and then we became really good friends. Like we immediately, because we were the only older girls in our French class. So like we gravitated towards each other.
Because we were in French one in our second year of high school. So it was all of the freshmen or year nine and then us.
And then
just to throw this in there, me and Katie met Tiffany, obviously, through Sarah because she married my brother.
But do you remember that girl that asked us, or it might have been more than one, because like, so we were the only year 10 sophomores in that class, and so we would gravitate to her, we'd sit with each other, we would always talk and everything, and I'd known her, like we knew each other from the year before, and someone goes, are you guys like best friends? We looked at each other, we're like, no. Because we really weren't super, super good friends. I mean, we're friends. And then,
but it was just like, oh, we have French together and I hang out with you. It wasn't we would hang out outside of school really until later in the year.
I would even think that like we weren't best friends, like really good friends until after college. Because like you left to Kent, I went to Toledo, we got a huge fight, and then we saw each other later on.
Drama.
Yeah, drama. You know, girls drama. And then
I got mad at her for good reason.
I mean, but
we're not going to get into that.
Because you went down for your first Disney thing.
My Disney college program.
Yeah, and she left, and I came. I think when you came home, I went to, because I think your grandma died. Sorry.
My gram died during my first college program.
Yeah, so I came to see you when, like, that happened, and then after that was
actually,
when we really
I'd
became,
come
like,
home to visit, like, 2 weekends before that happened, and then I had to fly back home again for her funeral.
Yeah, I remember I came to see you then, and then after you, like, finally came home, because I would go out to Ken all the time. And then, fun fact, when they both left to go to Florida, crying the little eyeballs out. I'm like,
but then she came to visit us for like two weeks.
That was awesome. It was fun.
They were probably so like, fun. Can you get out?
We should probably move on to the next question.
Wait, I know we don't have as many live questions, but do we want to kind of bounce it back?
Yeah, but I don't know if there's...
I'm trying to see if there's any.
Because I did ask some from there. Somebody...
We did.
Oh, look, Chris joined. I said that you probably weren't going to watch.
She was talking crap.
And Elizabeth asked if we made a post of tattoos. We did, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
We did. Yeah. It's probably one of them. It's been a while, though.
So. I'd show you mine, but it'd be inappropriate. Wait,
I can't show you.
How can I show this? It's like awkward. Is that good?
Yeah.
Mine's.
So shout out to tattoos.
Over here.
Yeah, mine. I have a second one here as well.
It's like where your bra strap goes, but
I like
under
this
it.
Question. Anne Marie, you had a lot of good questions. What wizarding job would you want to have?
Ooh.
I think actually we may have talked about this in an episode, but my answer changes probably.
I don't
on
remember
daily basis,
what I said.
So.
Probably I'm a teacher in real life, so probably a professor.
I think I would want to be a professor.
Yeah.
I would want to be cool enough to be an auror, but I think I'd be a magizoologist.
Yeah, ooh, no, definitely you would be. I think I'd be like charms professor or something. Ooh, I like charms.
That. I would still be a graphic designer, but I'd get to work with moving pictures.
Oh, that'd be so
cool. There you go.
Sweet.
That'd be so cool. You could like design the signs for Diagon Alley.
Exactly. You know what? I would like to be like Madame Pomfrey, like working in the school, being like, what the hell did you do this time? Like Ron coming in with his swollen hand. Oh, I got bit by a dog.
Sure. She's
going like, yeah, okay, I'm sure you did. Mm-hmm.
Tiffany, I like that you said charms because you would be teaching Swish and Flick.
You're right.
Well, Wingardium Leviosa.
Well, you know, it's all the same. What else do we got going on? Does anybody that looks to seems as if the comments have stopped on the big screen? Are they different on your computer?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Shoot us some live questions. The 29 friends who are chatting it up with us.
Let's see. Hannah wants to know what we think about this. If a professor goes to talk to the parents or guardians of muggle-born witches and wizards, why did they just send letters to Harry? They knew he wasn't getting them. Did they not know something was up?
Hey, this is Megan from Swish and Flick. I wanted to tell you all about Book of the Month. I love the curated list of books that is available every month. It makes it so easy to find something for you. Book of the Month focuses on new and upcoming authors. It's really helped me to venture beyond my regular genres. I am so excited at the start of every month to see what Book of the Month has picked. And what's better than getting a cute blue box in the mail with a book in it? I was so excited to see this month The Paradise Problem by Christina Lauren was a pick. You guys know how much I love their writing. I've already started it, and it's everything you could expect from a Christina Lauren novel. Book of the Month is offering a great intro offer for the month of May. You get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, and shipping is always free. Head on over to bookofthemonth.com and use code PETALS.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think about that all the time.
So, it's a really valid question.
Wait, what?
So if like a professor or Dumbledore goes and talks to the parents of Muggleborns, why didn't somebody just go to the Dursleys? Plot hole.
I think I don't know. Joe would probably get around it by being like, well, they already knew about the Wizarding World, so it wasn't like completely.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, and they ended up sending Hagrid.
That's true, eventually. It just took a long time.
What was Dumbledore doing that he couldn't have gotten Harry himself?
Being Dumbledore.
Why are you giggling?
Because if we weren't filming, I would have done something with it, right?
She's so inappropriate.
It's true. It's true.
Oh,
really
inappropriate.
I got you.
But I agree with that. Like, what?
Yeah.
I feel like they should have done. I mean,
maybe they were trying to give Petunia a chance not to be a you know what.
Okay, but has she ever proven that? No.
Lacey has a good question.
Okay.
Which Harry Potter characters can you do the best impressions of? And please give examples.
Filch.
I love that you
said, I don't know if I can.
Hold on. She said, I love that you all do Ollivander so well because he is my favorite to impersonate.
Can we all do this?
Terrible.
Terrible.
Yes. But great.
I can
Tiffany,
do
Filch.
Okay, hold on.
I can do the lady from Monsters, Inc.
Roz?
We're talking
Harry Potter.
I know.
Oh, we are in trouble.
Yeah, very nice.
What is Snape? What does he say?
There'll be no foolish
one. All right, get her in the mood.
There'll be no foolish wand waving or incantations in this club.
Yeah.
It's better when I have like a cape to swirl around.
Which she does.
Which has really happened.
It's done.
Well, it's a green blanket.
No, I have a cape, but it's, well, I don't. My sister does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You guys got any
else? I will say, okay,
Sadie,
go ahead.
Sadie wants to know how, well,
I
she
like
said
her name.
Katie
I like
Sarah,
that name, Sadie.
But it is Katie and Megan. How did Katie and Megan meet and get engaged?
We got engaged 3 times.
Well,
yeah.
It's because we each have our own story.
3 times.
And then I got mad at her because she chickened out on an engagement like in Disney or the Wizarding World. So she did it again.
high maintenance. That's my wife.
But it was so sweet. So the first, so Katie proposed first, and I actually like had a ring and was planning on doing it. This was right before we moved down to Florida.
Hold on. Do you want to tell them why you got a ring?
Well, because I knew she got me one.
She called me up. She's like, she spent a lot of money at this jewelry store. I think she bought me a ring.
I remember this. I remember this story because Sarah told me about it.
I don't know. She didn't tell me anything.
I was like, why'd she look?
I would have done the same thing.
Katie, I'm with you. I like to be surprised.
So I knew Katie had gotten a ring. So I went and I bought a ring. And I was planning on doing it when we were down in Disney for a day. And
so we were moving there.
We were moving down there. So Katie, I had gotten bit. This is really weird and random, but I had gotten bit by a ton of mosquitoes this one day. So I was just like really itchy everywhere. And I'm like kind of allergic to mosquitoes. So like my mosquito bites, like they like get huge and like I get sick from it. So we couldn't find the hydrocortisone cream anywhere. So we were like going to go buy some. So Katie all of a sudden calls down to me from our room upstairs. And she's like, Meg, come up here. I found something that
it's going to make our day a lot better.
It's going to make our day a lot better. And I was like, you found the hydrocortisone cream.
I was like, no, just come up here.
So I go upstairs and she's in the doorway and then she proposed in the doorway of our room at my parents' house.
Mosquito bites have never been so romantic.
Right?
No.
Oh, I feel like I'm going to cry just listening to it.
I didn't cry when I got engaged either. I was too jacked up. I was like, yes! I know.
And you
then,
right
so
away,
then we moved down to Florida and we were riding Space Mountain and I held up a little sign for the Space Mountain picture that said, Katie, will you marry me? And then, so because I had been like, I seriously thought our entire really relationship, I had said like, Castle proposal, Disney World, Universal,
reasons,
Hogwarts, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, she felt bad. So then actually just a couple months before our wedding, we were down in Florida and she took a time turner and took my hand and put a time turner around our hands and turned it and said, I want to go back in time.
I literally never heard this story.
And she had me walk backwards and like close my eyes and she took me to the little bridge in front of the castle and then proposed in front of Hogwarts Castle again.
I literally might be crying.
She's literally, because Sarah's literally crying. That's Katie. Katie, you proposed to me.
See, so I had a silly proposal, but it was because the real, you know, a better thing was coming.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Sarah will be fine.
This one girl asked, hold on, I have to go back to it.
Yeah, this is not up.
Sarah, shout out to your name, said if there were to be an eighth Harry Potter book covering any portion of the Harry Potter universe, what would you like it to cover? And it says, this is ignoring Cursed Child. Like we also like to do.
Well, some of us like to ignore it.
Well, yeah, it's fine. If you like it, that's fine. We respect your opinion.
I don't love it. I just think that we can't disregard it.
So I'll agree with that.
I'm not saying that I love it. I don't like the whole time turner idea. I don't like it. Doesn't make sense to me.
Can we go back to the question?
Yes.
What was the question again? What was the
question
first part?
If there was an eighth book,
okay,
not Cursed Child, what would you want it to be? Essentially,
I would want it to be about
Marauders.
The kids.
I'd want to be
I just want Marauders.
Here's anything.
What are we going like in like
if it was
sequence
a book
of story?
Eight sequential story. Yeah. Then yes, I would.
Oh,
want
yeah. But if it was just like another book,
or about the trios, their lives, in the ministry.
I want to know what happened in 19 years. So like, how did
I want to know about cast? No, I want to like, can we pick up directly after battle? I want to know how it got cleaned up. Who was there?
That would
what
awesome.
Kingsley was up to as minister. All that jazz. That's what I want to know.
And all that jazz.
So.
What else do we got on the let's
do
take
alive?
A couple more from there.
I don't know
if you could visit any professor passed through the Pensieve, who would it be?
Remus Snape. Lupin.
I don't know why I just said Snape. I hate him. Remus.
No, you can't change your answer.
I'm changing my answer whether you tell me I can.
Yeah,
or
but
not.
You know what? You could ask him. You could just be like, why? They would. I think that would be
true.
A really interesting conversation.
I'd be like, what?
The like heck just why
is your problem?
First of all, who do you think you are?
Who peed in your Wheaties?
No, I know we learned a little bit more about McGonagall in like the small ebooks that were written, but I'd want to know more of her story because she is amazing.
Yeah, I'd like Gilderoy Lockhart. Lockhart.
Rockhart.
You want to go talk to him before he like ruined his mind?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, do you want to? I would love to hear all of the stories about how he got everybody else's story and then wiped their memories.
Yeah. Let's shout
that
out to
an interesting book series.
That'd be amazing.
That would be good.
We're gonna talk about Becca.
Yes. So,
what?
Becca Elizabeth. I started watching this and forgot it was boiling water for tea, and then my fire alarm went off. It sounds like something I would have done.
So, ooh, Jeremy has a really good question. He just posted it. If you could be part of the wizard world but couldn't be human, what would you want to be?
Ooh.
A niffler.
If it's non-magical creature, like a cat, because I love cats.
I'd want to be the black squid and the snake. Nope. Nope. Nope.
The black squid.
The black squid.
In the lake. Not a snake. magical or non-magical?
Oh yeah,
it didn't say. Just not human.
I would be a hippogriff.
Ooh,
yeah, you would.
Oh, that's good.
I would be flying everywhere.
Then you could fly, and that would be really fun.
I'd be a phoenix. Oh, I want to be come back to life forever.
I want to be a thestral because you'd be invisible to a lot of people, and that could be kind of fun.
Yeah, but then people who see you are sad.
Yeah,
but they don't maybe know why they're seeing you.
You like raw meat.
I do.
You and Luna can hang out.
God.
Nikki asked a good question. Do you have another one?
No, I was just going to say Emma Rose goes McGonagall
Nikki,
as a boss
witch.
Nikki,
what's the last name on that? Mm-hmm. Aikman?
Aikman.
I went to school with her. Hey, Nikki.
Would you recast any actors? If so, who and why?
Ooh.
I don't think I would.
No.
I will say this. Looking back, thinking of they casted like Snape and Sirius and Remus as really like
they're too old.
They're not the age. I would not change it. Like even though Alan Rickman, all of them are a lot older.
Nobody else can play Snape.
No,
that's
none
also
of them.
Why. Like I don't think that they should ever make the Cursed Child movie.
Oh, I don't know.
Because
you would have to have Snape.
Not be Alan Rickman.
But I'm telling you, in looking at like the industry now, like of Hollywood and like making new movies.
They'll redo the movies.
Yeah. And so RIP to Alan Rickman, but they're going to recast him because
I know
he's no longer with us.
Do you think they'll go with someone that's literally the age that they're supposed to be?
I don't know.
Or do you think they'll just go with actor?
I wonder if they're going to, if they have like J.K. Rowling with Rowling. Sorry, guys.
They see me rolling.
If they have her helping them, which anybody thinking of remaking these movies, I think you should because it's her world.
She would have to,
I don't think she would have to
you know, and I agree
for
with
them
you.
Not to like
because I just
her.
You know, I mean, if you think about the control that she has over mm-hmm. the Wizarding World of Harry Potter in Orlando mm-hmm. and Hollywood and Tokyo and like everywhere that it's at, she has to approve every single thing down to the fact that they didn't have Christmas decorations until this year because it finally got approved through her.
And it's gonna be so awesome.
And talking
next weekend, guys, we'll be live.
Not all of us. Just these two.
You know what? Sarah and I are gonna get together and we're just gonna shenanigan it out for you.
Well, we're also doing that in January too.
You're not wrong.
Because we're going again. Because we're crazy.
But even talking about like Fantastic Beasts, when people are like, "Well, the director said that Newt Scamander is not the main character," and then J.K. Rowling's like, "No, he is." Like, I mean, if I'm going to listen to anyone, I'm going to listen to J.K. Rowling because she's the queen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Anything that she says is golden. Talking about Harry Potter, essentially.
I don't think I would recast anyone. I can't think of anybody.
I wouldn't like take the original films and recast anybody. But if we were casting for a new one, I would make the Marauders younger.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's really the only major thing.
Yes, I agree. But at the same time, like I like them all as who
Gary
they play.
Oldman, David Thewlis, Severus. Yeah. they were all perfect.
I like how you name everybody. And they're like Severus.
Earlier in the live stream, somebody asked if our mics were for our houses, and yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. The girl Emma Rose said the guy who played Kylo Ren in Star Wars could play young Snape, and then Adam Driver, who's also on Girls.
Yeah, I'll get on board with that.
Yeah, I like him.
I do.
He makes
do
me
too.
Really not that. Clearly, I like
to
Star
be
Wars.
Honest, when I saw Star Wars the first time, I was like, "Holy crap, that's Snape!" Like he is a Snape. That's the first thing I saw when I saw him on the screen. I was like, he looks like a young Snape.
I thought he looked like Kylo Ren. But.
Yeah, but you're like a huge Star Wars fan, and I just kind of like casually watch them. So I think of these random things like, oh, he could be
Who's Kylo Ren?
What is Star Wars?
What is Star Wars?
I'm going to go have
a
Star Wars.
You want to go see a Star War?
Can we just say that I'm so excited it's coming out in less than 2 weeks? 13 days to be exact.
We're going.
We have tickets for the date.
Let's go to the next question.
Yeah. Stop talking about Star Wars.
Because it's already almost 1 o'clock.
Yeah, a little bit after, though.
Yeah, you're...
We started
right.
late.
Yeah, we did start late.
One girl said she would recast Slughorn.
Oh, really?
Do you have an idea of who? Who asked that?
Well, he's kind of described as, like, a bigger guy. And I think he could have been, like, more...
Kristen said that.
Can you tell us who you would cast?
Yeah, we want to know. Anybody? Ooh, Jennifer Lopez. Hey, girl. She's so excited.
I love your music.
She said,
J-Lo.
I'm sure she's could be your Snape. She's not the first time she's heard that.
I'm sure that's an old joke.
We once had a Beyonce Knowles come to the hair school that I was at.
Really?
I mean, it was like in the like evening, so I wasn't going to be there, but I was like, Beyonce Knowles is going to be here.
What is your absolute favorite thing about the fandom, and what would you like to be different in the movies?
Favorite thing about the fandom is the community that we have.
Yeah, like I remember whenever I was younger and we would go see the movies at midnight, like that community that was felt in the theater and like how people would dress up and like everybody was just so nice to everybody.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I don't want to like upset or offend anybody, but like when Twilight came around, like that fandom really annoyed me.
Hold on,
I know that a lot of people cross over. People cross over from Harry Potter to Twilight, and that's fine. But there were also new people that like just liked Twilight, and those people that were like crazy about the Twilight fandom just annoyed me. And I liked it. I read the book.
That's a Pepper and an opinion.
But you know what really annoys me though is like I've read all of those books. I've read all the Harry Potter books.
Yeah.
It just annoys me when people don't read the books and then they go see the movie and then they're like shocked at what happens. Like that's what bothers me. Like when she kissed Jacob and everyone was freaking out and was like, if you read the book, you'd know it.
Yeah. And then like the whole team Jacob, team Edward thing, I'm like, there are no teams. It is just Edward. Just read the books.
Yeah.
I think that's what annoyed me. Sorry.
We're talking about what we like.
I went on a little rant.
But like I agree.
Our favorite thing.
I love that, like, if it wasn't for Harry Potter, I don't think any of us would be super close. Like, that's what, not the cement that holds us together, because we're all good friends, but that's what brought us together was Harry Potter. And if it wasn't for that, like, we would just be four losers talking to each other.
I'm not a loser.
Yeah, she is.
What would you change about the movies? Make them longer.
Mm-hmm.
I want everything. And Peeves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and change Grop.
Yeah,
it was kind of bad.
And I changed the fifth one only to be more. I'd want more of what's in the books. No, I like. Here's the thing. You even said when you watched it back after reading it, there's so much that they cut out. Like I want
the whole battle. They cut out.
I want those Marauder scenes where like they're drawn out. I want to see like what actually happens instead of like little snippets of. Kind of like visions of like, oh, you can't see my hands, but I'm going like this. Like that, I want to see that so bad. And I was so looking forward to them because it's my favorite book. And the movie just let me down a little bit. It's beautiful. I don't disagree with you on that. I just
it's my want favorite it to be longer.
Content.
I want more.
Content-wise, it's bad, but visually it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
What's another question?
I like this question from Beatrice.
Beatrice.
What would be your favorite mode of wizarding transport? And what would your wizarding career be? We went over that already. But
broom.
The mode of transport.
Broom.
I'd like to fly in a vacuum.
That's not... No.
Crossover.
I would say apparate.
Yeah, because me and Meg, because we travel a lot.
I think apparition.
Constantly, I'm just like, I wish I could just be there.
Yeah.
I like brooms. Not waste time.
But I wonder, like, what's the difference? Like, I wonder how you feel apparating versus...
I feel like I get motion 14. Sick. So
I almost said podcast.
I would vomit.
Yeah, but
because
I feel
Harry
like
hates it, and he says he'd rather fly everywhere.
Yeah, me and Harry.
Interesting. But I wonder, like, how you feel with the port key versus apparating. Like, which one's worse?
Don't with the port key, you feel like a tug from your like belly button area.
Evil.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't want.
Oh gosh.
Okay, let's go to a question from here.
Okay.
Okay.
What would your Amortentia smell like?
Marty.
Oh,
God. But it
AKA
can be multiple
nasty.
Things.
I don't
like,
know.
Like Hermione's is parchment and fresh mown grass and toothpaste.
Okay, ready?
Hold on. Wait. Can we say, what do you think everybody else's would smell like?
Oh, sausage. That's a
good idea. Megan's would smell like Taylor Swift.
You're not wrong. Katie's would smell like her cats. I was just going to say warm fur.
That was going to be one of mine. Warm teddy fur.
Sunshine fur.
Sunshine kitty fur. That's what we call it.
What?
Can I just say?
Because whenever they're lay sitting in the sunshine and it makes them all warm, they have a specific smell to them. And it's very comforting. Yeah, and
what's
I like
wrong
it.
With those?
It's so embarrassing that like
I'm a dog person. I don't understand. Sausage.
Like people are like, oh, it's a thing with Sarah. She loves sausage. I won't lie. I made Irish sausage here? For our feast. I don't know. They're probably sitting upstairs.
Yeah.
Or in their car being lame.
Mine would also smell like pot roast.
Oh, yeah.
And so this is kind of strange. So I grew up in the middle of nowhere and we had like gardens. Marty will say it's a farm. It's not a farm. He's a city kid, so he doesn't understand.
Whoa.
So we had gardens and every time I get tomatoes on the vine, I will smell them. And it smells like the house I grew up in. And it kind of makes me want to cry. But
I have candles that smell like tomatoes. Oh, my God. Are they some of the best smelling candles?
Smell like home. Or like also, my mom.
The smell of the fireside candle from Bath & Body Works.
Do I have it? And coffee.
Coffee's a good smell.
Yeah.
But like fresh ground coffee beans, mm-hmm. not brewed mm-hmm. coffee, mm-hmm. like fresh coffee. Oh, yeah.
I like the smell of a good fire.
Yeah. Yeah, like a bonfire.
Mm-hmm.
Or like in... fireplace upstairs mm-hmm.
like a real fire like burning wood which sounds kind of weird.
You're on fire.
What's your opinion on house elves?
I think it sucks.
Use them. No,
I think that every house elf should be like Dobby. They can choose to work because they like it but they also get paid.
Agreed. Right.
I agree. Make them happy.
Free the elves. Spew.
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 S-P-E-W.
Spew.
I'll spew for you guys.
Did you see
it? Oh, what do you think of the name Albus Severus? It's awful.
I don't hate it.
Hold on. Can we just say, J.K. Rowling even said the reason why he didn't use Remus's name in any of his kids' names was because he left it for Teddy to use. I respect that.
I do too.
But at the same time, can you please not name your kid Albus Severus? Albus, I'm okay with.
Yeah.
But
I'm not a fan. Like James Sirius, like the kid had a great name.
Yes.
I love, in general, love the name James. But Albus Severus, man, I'm just not a fan. Tell us your opinions.
And your peppers.
Yeah, peppers and opinions, please.
Do they know what that is from, or is that just an inside joke for us and it's really...
But like, I think it's
an inside joke for us, sorry.
So we have a group text message going.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets up to like 60 messages before you look at your phone.
A lot of the time, I'd say half the time, it's really these two, the married couple, texting each other in the group.
And we're sitting next to each other, but like we're texting in the group.
But so I was at Tiffany's house and we were talking about something and I think I was asking about like their opinions. I don't remember, but like instead of saying like I want your like opinions on this, it auto corrected the peppers and opinions, and so Tiffany and I were like crying, we were laughing so hard, and so like it became a thing that like, oh, we don't want just your opinions, we want your peppers and opinions.
Mm-hmm. We have another question that Katie liked.
Okay.
Well, just
Hannah wants to know, have you ever read any fan fictions, and who is your one true pairing?
Do I have to answer this?
Yeah.
I'll answer that. I've read fan fiction.
If you listen to Second Breakfast, we've read fan fiction.
Listen to them.
Honestly,
funny, guys.
Though, that's the only Harry Potter fan fiction, and I clearly haven't read the whole thing, that I've ever read.
Really?
She's not.
I'm not into that. But long, long time ago, I read a Zelda fan fiction, and I didn't even know that's what I was reading. I was like, somebody wrote this. I didn't know it was called fan fiction. I just thought it was really cool. So I'm not the fan fiction type.
Who's your one true pairing?
What? What does that mean?
It means like what?
Who do you ship?
It could be anybody. It doesn't have to be
like, you know, when the movies or when the books were coming out, like I really wanted Ron and Hermione to be together. So I was like,
you could also say that your one true pairing is
Remus
and Lily.
Yeah. Like that's
what it doesn't
mean.
Have to be real.
Yeah. So people write fan fiction about this.
Right.
I will say
so like a lot of people write Snape and Hermione.
Yes. No, a lot.
That's gross.
A lot of people write Draco and Harry.
Mm-hmm. That's probably the number one that's really written popular. About.
Also Remus and Sirius. Everyone does Sirius.
Like,
to the point where J.K. Rowling was like, they weren't gay together. Like, you're going to have to get over it. Like, they were both straight men. Remus married Tonks. Like,
okay.
Sirius died. Like, they're not
together. All right,
together.
Are you ready?
Wormtail and Voldemort.
Honestly?
No, I don't know. Hermione and Ron.
There's fan fiction out there.
Oh, there's a lot.
Is it all dirty?
No.
God, is there like regular stuff? Or
yeah, no, no. There's tons.
You can go, like, I used to go on fanfiction.net and you can pick which rating you want. So yeah. It goes all the way to some serious stuff.
Triple
you
X.
Go, like, you know, people just writing stories. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was this one fan fiction that was Ron and Hermione that I read religiously. Wait, was that through the big high school?
Do you remember?
Yes, was that the one you printed?
Like a million pages.
It was a good story.
Well, no, but I can't not remember what it's called. I've tried to find it online, and it's so disappointing because I want to read it again. It was so good.
I will say this: I do read it every day. Actually,
nerd. No, I'm just kidding.
But
it's been a while since I've read some, but I love reading.
With that story that Megan's talking about, I remember I like ones that are really, really long, an actual like story, like chapters like and long. Chapters and chapters. And it was a good one. It was Ron and Hermione, and it was like 30 plus chapters.
It was it was about how Hermione was trying to figure out a way to get around Avada Kedavra, basically. So if you got hit with Avada Kedavra, she could do, like, she was trying to figure out a way to, like, still keep you alive. And she figured it out with Ron. And, like, that was kind of, like, part of the story was he gets hit with it one time and then she saves him.
And then they're
lovers. Oh, my God, and it was so good.
It was a good story.
I cannot remember what it's called, and it's really sad because I've tried to look it up.
Someone find it for us.
Somebody find it. Yeah,
I do remember her.
It was so good, and it was written a really long time ago. Like, we were in high school, so, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah, she was printing it out, like, where we had, like...
I tried to print it out, so I would
always have
a copy. Dean and Seamus.
Yeah.
I will say, you know what? I was going to say, Jessica, I read Draco and Hermione.
Draco Hermione.
But at the same time, they're not my like OTP. Like when I'm reading the books, I love Ron and I love Ron and Hermione together.
James.
I just like reading them together.
Leah says Dean. Oh, you said Dean and Seamus.
Yeah.
That's Cho and Harry.
Yeah, Legend of Zelda.
Harry was pregnant.
Harry was pregnant.
No, yeah. They have this. Like M preg.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't judge anybody. Wait. You read whatever you want to read.
Yeah.
Anne Marie snowballed on that question and asked if we've written any fan fiction.
Yeah.
I have.
Katie has.
I won't tell you where to find it because
we're going to
we might read it to you. Yeah.
I won't lie. I have written some way back in high school with Gabby. Do you remember
that? Yeah. Katie enjoys Marauders fan fiction. So she wrote some Marauders fan fiction and it's great.
I have none.
But you know what?
And yeah, Katie's one true pairing is Remus and Lily forever and ever. I want them to date.
Did you guys?
Even though they're both dead.
They're dead.
Wait, did you guys ever hear the story? This one guy, and apparently it's a true story. I was reading this on BuzzFeed, that this guy was reading the books online or something, and he stumbled upon what he thought was like the fourth book or something.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
But it was really like this fan fiction where like all this crazy stuff happens.
People are dying.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. People are having sex with each other. And this girl at first thought it was a joke, and then he was completely serious, and she was like,
no.
That's not
like,
one of the books.
Wait, you mean
blah 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 doesn't happen?
This is happening. Like, no. What about this?
And like, I want to. I wish I had it pulled up because it was so
funny. Ginny and Luna.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's an interesting
Hermione and Ginny.
Oh yeah, that's
a
good
one. Brooke Ann wants to know: do you think Dumbledore was a bad guy?
No,
I don't. I think it's convoluted.
No. To a point, maybe.
I would say this.
I think he did some shady stuff.
I'm a Dumbledore lover, so I've decided on that.
I really go back and forth with him, and you know, obviously. His motto with Grindelwald back in the day was for the greater good. And that was bad then, but he also used it for good, like legitimate good. So he's just kind of an all over the place type of character, right? I mean, he does bad things, but they're for a good reason. And did he use Harry? Yeah, absolutely. He used Harry. And I think in the upcoming Fantastic Beasts movie, he's going to use Newt.
I can't wait for that. I cannot wait. Cause they're so, this is,
but,
they're just so cute. I like to watch them.
Here's the thing.
I just go back and forth on him a lot.
I agree.
You can love him. You can hate him. You can have mixed feelings about him. You're entitled to all of that. But at the end of the day,
he saved
it's about
the
it's
world.
About fate mm-hmm. and what happened was supposed to happen mm-hmm. and he did whatever he had to do to make
or, you know,
make well, it happen.
I was thinking about this in the beginning when he was guiding Harry. I think that he really did believe that Harry was gonna have to die, like, for good, for real.
Mm-hmm.
But once it got later, he realized that that wouldn't have to happen. Mm-hmm. And I think that he was obviously glad that he discovered that he wasn't going to have to die. And he made sure that that happened, you know?
Yep.
I mean, he made sure Harry didn't have to really die.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's...
And we'll have an episode all about it.
I think that's, like, one thing that, like, there's a lot of people, again, like Tiffany said, love him. Some people hate him. Some people have mixed feelings. I'm one of those people that... there's times where I'm like, he's such a great guy. Then there's times where I'm like, I can't believe he would do that. But at the same yeah. time, like, he's been from that mentality where for the greater good. And that could be led into a good thing. That can be led into a bad thing where, like, right. if you're unfortunately like the beginning with Harry, if I have to sacrifice one person to save thousands or millions or whatever, then right. so be it.
And like, and he knew that Harry was the type of person that would sacrifice himself. He yeah, had that yeah. in him. Mm-hmm. And I think Lily's sacrifice, mm-hmm. obviously that stuck with him. And you think, like, subconsciously, maybe Harry knew that he was going to he was going to have to do what Lily did.
I agree.
And I think he full on realized that in the end, but I think, like, it may have been something that was underlying the entire time.
Every time you see in the first book, when he's like going to,
he's giving himself and he's like, for everyone,
he's literally telling Ron and Hermione, like, why are you coming with me? I don't want you to, like, if anything happens, like, just hurt. Me, like, just right. me. And he does it really mm-hmm. throughout the entire books until the very end.
And Dumbledore yeah. knew that he was going to do that. I mean, yeah. We got to, like, pause on that. We will have an episode all about Dumbledore.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
If not many.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I like this question from Beverly.
Okay.
You can only go to Hogwarts for one holiday. Which do you choose?
Oh, Christmas. God.
What?
Christmas.
But Halloween is cool too.
No, Christmas. It's my favorite holiday.
I would choose Christmas, but I was just being devil's advocate.
Nothing's Christmas, wrong with Halloween. Sure. I love Halloween.
And like, if I went to Hogwarts, I would want to stay over Christmas.
Oh yeah, God, it'd be but it so would be magical. Hard
because like family. But
oh, I don't care about my family.
Hogwarts
Christmas at Hogwarts.
I love Halloween, but I'd have to pick Christmas because I love yeah. in the first book that we just went over that it's whole so day magical. For Harry where they had like a snowball fight on the grounds and they had all.
I
the
imagine
food.
That mm. Hogwarts sounds would so look fun. Beautiful too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Christmas as well.
See, my family is already there then.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Here's another one from Hannah. That's good. What qualities do you think that you have that make you the house that you are?
I don't think I will say this. I'm a Ravenclaw. I don't think I'm that smart. So witty. Aren't they witty? Am I
she,
witty?
What do you have to understand about Sarah is she doesn't realize how amazing she
I'm
is.
I'm not that so. Amazing. So
and
don't
she
get
is
in your
actually
head.
Very bright.
Sarah
so.
Is very witty.
I will
she
say, I think that I have qualities from every house because we took that quiz.
She's
that's
also
like,
very Slytherin.
All of oh, I am because I can be a biatch.
What?
But like when I took that quiz, it like gives you like the percentage of all of them.
What is that supposed
to mean? Nope, don't say
I'm
it.
Just saying. Slytherins are. I will say this. I can be very manipulative when I want to get my way. Energy. Mine's making me really sweaty. But so I can see qualities of every house in me. But I don't think I'm that witty either. So
you're a good like, Ravenclaw, but you're also a good Slytherin.
I feel like if I would be like that kid that they'd ask me like the riddle and I would be like, I don't know. I'll just wait for someone else to answer it. Like, is the answer two?
I mean,
Tiffany's 1,000% a Gryffindor.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of an example without sounding like a jerk and like pompous.
You're just like, no, she's just very like, she'll stand up for people.
Yeah. I guess yeah. chivalry is one yeah. of the most
like
I'm an advocate for oh, people.
1,000%.
Especially with my students. Like you stand up for people who need it. And, the ones that are weaker than you or the ones that maybe don't feel like they can do it themselves. Like I'm there. So. And she said ever so humbly.
No, honestly, like she's one of those people, like, she'll fight tooth and nail. You know what I mean? Like, she's you're a good egg.
And I'm a little crazy, which I think, well, shout out to Gryffindors. Whether you like it or not, we're all a little nuts. But I'm crazy. Also, like, I know that Ravenclaw was my second highest percentage. And then I think it was Hufflepuff, and then it was Slytherin. But I feel like I'm really, really loyal as well. And I think that's a quality.
That's a good crossover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That it's Hufflepuff's my second house. And like thinking about it, because as much as like I can see myself as a Slytherin.
Slytherin is your second house.
I will cut you. Like if you hurt my friends, you hurt my family. Like I will be like the first person. Like, no, like I'm so you. Loyal. Like,
I will cut you.
Like, as much as like, you know, I have my friends back, like you need me to do anything, like you can call me in the middle of the night. I always tell people, call me twice. If you call me twice, I know there's an emergency. Like I will be out the door. Like I'm so loyal. Like that's one of those things where like, don't talk about my friends because I'll hurt you. I guess that also makes me a Slytherin.
they all blend together. Yeah. It's just like the tiny little bits, you know,
it is about that make you what whatever house. You
value.
Mm-hmm.
Katie is epically loyal. Oh. You're not going to find a better person than Katie.
Katie is epically Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
But in the best ways.
She cares about people so much.
I will put, again, I don't want to sound like.
You're not.
I put other people before myself.
She does.
All the time.
Yep.
And I try to please everyone. So before myself.
She's a people pleaser.
Yeah.
So am I.
Before. I don't even know what I'm trying to say now.
You should be a Katie pleaser too, Katie, because you're great.
I would say that, like, when you say what you admire most, like about like the houses, like that's what you are. I would completely agree with it. Like, I not that I admire like being smart. Like, that's the thing I bring up the most when like people are talking incorrectly, which I have an issue anyways with myself talking incorrectly. But I'm like, you're wrong. That's not how you say it. Like, we each would do that. I would say.
I'm with our own just houses. A Slytherin. I'm ambitious. I think that's probably the one thing that comes out the most in like the Slytherin qualities in me. Mm-hmm. I mean, like with this podcast, like I take on way too much stuff, but like I just like to do it and I just want to do it. So
when you get it in your head that you want to do something, no matter what it is, it could be small, it could be huge. You go hardcore.
She
does it.
And she gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you get it.
I'll even say with this podcast, because there's four of us, like, we'll have an idea. And I would say out of the four of us, Megan and I are like, all right, we're going to do that. And we're going to do this. Like, we're going to just run with it and go.
And then there's me who's like, well, okay.
And I'm like, slow down.
These are like, honestly, we're like doing all these other things.
Having like one of each of the houses in the podcast works, like not just in our discussions for the podcast, but like it works behind the scenes really well, too. Yeah,
we balance.
And it was a total accident.
Yeah.
It's not like we were like, okay, well, I have to be a Hufflepuff because we need one.
No.
Yeah. No, it just is.
I honestly thought it was going to be Slytherin.
Yeah. But we truly, I think.
We truly are.
We truly are our houses. Yeah.
I mean, this is I don't cool agree question. With mine, but that's okay.
We think that you are.
That's fine.
Nikki says, does religion have a place in the wizarding world? And I think that's interesting because J.K. Rowling doesn't really bring it up at all, but I think that it's to keep her books. What is the word? Bipartisan, I guess, right?
I do love that instead of like, thank God, they'll say thank Merlin.
Yeah.
Like, I love that.
But well, she also has said that there are Jewish students in the school. Well, and who is it? Anthony Goldstein is supposed
most of those
to be
are
Jewish
like Christian
student.
Holidays anyways.
Well, yeah.
They, like have a week off for Easter and everything. Yeah, but even in her own writing, she has a lot of like biblical things.
Oh, the trio.
Yeah.
Harry sacrificing himself like, for everybody else. So. I mean, I think her writing alludes a lot to what I've drawn since I'm a Christian. So Christianity, but also I guess with, even though she doesn't bring it up, I think that they have religion. I mean, there's an afterlife,
right?
Yeah.
Like the whole thing with him seeing Dumbledore and the platform and it's all white everywhere.
And so whether or not you believe that the wizarding world has like a God, since it's not mentioned, there is an after, there's something else.
Yeah. There's something there.
So if you want to take that as a religion, sure.
Yeah.
I've had hair.
I liked that question.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Plus, especially because the wizarding world spans across the muggle world because of muggleborns and stuff. So correct. If nothing else, there could be muggleborns who are Catholic or Jewish or whatever who would bring that to the
wizarding
world.
Do they like,
I don't know if anyone else is Catholic. We are supposed to go to church every Sunday. I wonder if they do. Like, do they allow
I don't
that?
Know.
Like,
I wonder if they offer something.
Do you think James and Lily went to the little church down the street? Yeah. Like, I wonder. I don't know.
They're buried there.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Not that I don't think they wouldn't allow their bodies to be buried there, but
Do you think that wizard graves there are not seen by muggles?
Oh.
I don't know.
Interesting. No, but I don't know. I bet you they would still be seen, but maybe less magical. I don't know.
What?
Like maybe
like
there's
you could put like you could, some grand thing like, there, but a muggle wouldn't see it.
Like, yeah. Oh, like a when stone you go up, well, or like a marker.
You go up to the house and you see the sign.
Yeah, you're right.
Versus when a muggle goes up and just sees whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got so. You.
Another question. Winona wants to know, did you have an idea or suspect that Harry was a Horcrux before it was revealed?
No.
No,
I'm not good with that guy.
I'm not either, honestly.
I get the biggest surprise from the dumbest.
The only
stuff.
Thing that I was correct in thinking was that Snape was going to be good.
See, and I was going to say, when all these people were going online back after Six was out, and they were like, Dumbledore asked to be killed, Snape obliged him, I was like, y'all are wrong. Snape is terrible.
I mean,
yeah, so I'm like not, him. No, I did not think that.
Can I just shout out Anne-Marie, because she shouted out Ravenclaw, because they're the coolest.
I also want to say, Hannah said, here in the UK, Halloween isn't a special day. If it's on a school day, you don't get the day off. You don't get the day off.
We don't either.
No, I wish. Oh, my God.
I will say.
Which is wrong.
I don't know. I can't say for all of America, but I live in Cleveland, and we are very Irish. We get St. Patrick's Day off if it's during the year. Specifically, like, high school and middle school, and then some colleges, depending on where, like, downtown Cleveland.
Isn't St. Patrick's Day always during the year?
This is...
No, during, like, the week. During the week.
That's a really
so
good
that's
question.
Awesome. The one year in grade school, they didn't have... Like, they had school, and my dad didn't know, because we would go down to the parade every year to see it, because Cleveland's parade for St. Patrick's Day is one of the biggest in the United States.
It's crazy if you've ever been to
it. Oh my God, it's been so
gone.
Good.
I almost got crushed.
It's so good. Well, that's because you went on a Saturday and it was very nice out. It was a very unusual day. But so the one year in grade school, we had school. And my dad didn't know if he was going to take us, my sister and I, out of school that day until like the next one. He's like, yeah, you're not going to school. And so like when we came back like on the 18th, this kid was like, yeah, there was like five people in class. So like the school was like, yeah, we just won't have it because there's so many Irish people where I live.
Yeah,
and if you know where, I will, fun fact, sorry, if you know where Ackle is, Ackle Island in County Mayo in Ireland, they're sister cities or something like that with Cleveland because there's so many people from Ackle. That's where shout some out. Of my family's from.
This Wait, is a really
can
good
I,
question.
Can I give a shout out to yeah. all the Puff shout outs that are coming on
yeah,
this little feed here.
Hufflepuff.
Badge of Pride.
Evie wants to know, if you could go to Hogwarts with the Marauders, the Golden yes. Trio, or the Next Generation, which would you choose?
Marauders.
How good of a question is that?
That's I really good. Trio.
I would say the Trio.
No.
Trio.
No, I'd rather be with Sirius.
You can't tell people no about what they want, Katie. So we much was going it. On.
I just think because like I recognize and know the characters more, I mean, it would be interesting. No.
I guess if you go with the Next Generation, there's not going to be a war as far as we know. But if you go with either of the other yeah, generations, there's a wizarding war going on. Say,
but I'd rather, I want to be with Sirius.
But wait. Do you want to be with teenage Remus and Sirius or adult?
Oh, any, I would exactly. be with Sirius.
I think
the whole
Sirius
thing.
Would be sweet on Sarah.
Only if he's got a thing
what
for
else
Raven
do we
Claus.
Have going on?
I was going to say Florence.
I see, I can like see the Tiff. What does the Tiff thing say?
Anne-Marie. Oh, I don't know where
Tiff is so driven. That's what Nikki oh. said.
Oh, thanks.
Anne-Marie no. says, perhaps off Shut topic, it. But what were your other favorite books or book series growing up apart from Harry Potter?
I honestly, I liked Twilight-ish.
I
like it was
I
horrible.
Twilight.
I enjoyed it. I'm actually
Games.
A
loved the
big,
Hunger Games.
big fan of Stephen King. I read a lot of Stephen King in high school, so
I've never no. read one of his books.
Gosh, so good!
I like
I'm
Sarah. You know who
like,
I like?
Really trying to think besides The Hunger Games.
I love.
What else I read and I don't.
Redwall,
an
Wall
author
series.
Called Sarah Dessen, loved and read almost all of her books. If you ever watched
love Sarah Dessen.
I forget what the movie's right. called. I need to look it up. It has Mandy Moore in it, and it's a combination of two of her books.
Oh, I
no,
don't
no,
read.
No, Walk to Remember is...
That's Nicholas Sparks.
Yep,
sorry.
Yep.
I don't read sappy
No, it was just
stuff.
Like teenager books.
I really liked the Shopaholic series, but...
Oh, my favorite
I love the Shopaholic series. That one is...
I don't know that one. Oh,
it's really
so good.
Good. There's so many of them, too, so...
I'm just looking
it.
Up with
it's
this movie.
It's hilarious.
I see and snake emojis.
I'm just saying the movie that they made for Shopaholic was terrible. The book series.
Usually.
So I don't think I saw the movie.
Who's yeah, laughing at what? Someone's angry. There's a lot of things
Uh-oh,
happening right
did
now.
Did somebody not like the Shopaholic series?
I don't know what's happening. We're like way
Sorry,
we're
like
off.
Reading the comments that are...
We're going to have to do another one of these because we just hit an hour.
Well, yeah,
I'm
we'll
okay
do,
to do another one of these.
We'll do another one fun. Another time.
I'm just trying to.
We're find reading this. Comments.
Michigan
sorry, guys.
Oh.
Does not get St. Patty's Day off. Well,
oh, I'm
go
sorry.
Buckeyes.
Well, that's because you live
sorry.
In Michigan. Okay.
Did Ohio State just
one?
Beat them?
Did we just win in the big house?
I'm
if
I love you guys.
If you could save one character and have one character not be saved, which two would you choose?
Can I just say one thing?
Ooh, that's
that's my catchphrase. Can I say the movie is called How to Deal? Has Mandy Moore in it?
And, oh, I loved that movie.
So it's based on two of Sarah Dessen's books. The books are better, but the movie's still alright.
I loved that movie.
So
the character that you would save and character you would not
save.
I'd save Sirius.
Remus. I would save Remus.
Remus. I would save Remus. And then we have to kill somebody.
One of these
I would not save Snape.
No.
But we have to kill someone off?
Yeah. No, somebody who died that you wouldn't save.
Sirius. Oh. I don't care about him.
I would not save
Sirius?
I mean, Severus. I said Sirius is like, I would save him.
I was like, you
Severus, I don't care about. He can leave.
This is going to sound horrible, Colin.
Oh, yeah, I don't care about him. Sorry. I mean, I'm going to
He's actually the first one I thought of.
Sorry, I'm not sorry.
That's right.
What else do we got going on?
Should we wrap up? I really
We got to eat.
Do you think there is higher education for wizards or just the job training?
Yeah. I think job training.
I do know that like if you want to become an Auror, there's like intense training after that. So I think that maybe there's not like a university per se, but again, attached to your job or whatever you want to do, there's probably more training.
Look at Emma says. She goes, would be nice to meet the trio, but Voldemort can murder you, so you're not wrong.
What about like if you wanted to become a healer? I mean, that's like medical training, right? So you'd probably have to go
Like, is it medical training or is it like here's some spells that you
I think there's epic training.
I think there is training. I don't think like I think if you look at the path of like an actual doctor versus like a medical like a healer in the magical world, it would be completely different because like the non-magical the muggle doctors have to like do surgery and like learn your anatomy, and honestly that's only 80% of people have like the correct anatomy that you learn in books, so like they had to like learn all of that other stuff like spells and stuff because they're like, oh, we'll just do wiggity wham and you're
wiggity wham.
You don't know.
I'm noticing that I look evil.
She is.
Sometimes I'm trying to read the screen, so I'm sorry if you think I look angry.
Can I say that? We look like...
No, I'm just saying it. I looked at myself and I'm like, oh, you look mad.
Wait. Have you noticed that we look like that old AT&T commercial with like the thing going like that? With like the bars going down?
Oh, yeah, we are in no. Perfect order.
Throwback.
Yep. Eliza said something about the book thief. I do have that. I haven't started reading it yet.
Oh yeah,
I wanted to read that because it looks good. I think so. Yes.
Here's the problem. I love books. I buy books all the time, but I always just read Harry Potter every time.
I end up reading other things. Yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah,
but, or like you know.
Huh.
Cool beans.
So yeah, I don't know.
I think that's about it for today.
Yep.
Because we have to go and eat our Christmas feast and then come back to you guys for our live movie commentary. Yeah.
So we'll be live again.
Listen to us recite the entire movie because
that's what we do. This is a, listen, no. This is a commentary, not a quote.
Well, Sarah,
I'm talking to Sarah and Megan.
So thank you guys for joining. This was fun.
This was a lot of fun.
I liked it. Mm-hmm. So...
yeah, we really appreciate every single question.
Yep.
You guys think are really good ones.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah. And I saw Beverly say it's so hard not to overload them with comments. Don't feel bad.
No, just do it.
We love it.
When is the live commentary? It is
scheduled for.
It's scheduled for 2:30. It's probably going to be at 3 though.
But it will make
our running a little. We're running a little behind.
But we'll let you. We'll let you know for sure. It's going to be. By 3.
If you miss it though, it's gonna, I mean, you can watch the video anytime.
Yeah, like we're gonna keep this video for you guys to.
We'll be like, all right, hit and play now.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you can watch it with us.
So yeah, thank you guys. And we'll see you in a bit.
Don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just my voice!
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget.
Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.